And now, from studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Well, it's all over. Finally, it's all over. The election is behind us. We're going to get back to not being bombarded with all these TV commercials, the mailers that many of us get, depending on where you live, because as all of us know, this election got down to a handful of states, and if you weren't in one of the key states in play, you didn't get quite the attention. But if you watch the national news, look, I'm sick of it. I'm sure you are, too. And guess what? Things are going to go on about like they did before. If Romney had won, if Mitt Romney had won, let me tell you my opinion, folks. The old boss about the same as the new boss, and that's going to infuriate a lot of my conservative friends out there, but we're not going to see the fall of the Western world. We're not going to see the end of Judeo-Christian tradition. The demise of all we care about will not take place. Freedom has not breathed its last breath. As my buddy Reverend Al Green sings, baby, everything's going to be okay. Now, I'm not happy about the okay. I'm not happy about what happened during the past 4 years. But I'll tell you what, I'm not happy about what happened in the years before that. Under George Bush and the Republicans, that got us into two messy wars that has cost us an untold fortune, that has gone on the verge of bankrupting this country, and then both parties join in these bailouts to where Wall Street keeps getting its massive bonuses, and the little guy suffers out there, and you and I pay the tab. Hasn't made a darn bit of difference in the last 12 years as to who was in office. Old boss, same as the new boss. But we got to talk about it. We got to talk about it to put in perspective. Well, here's what we found out. Romney won. Mitt Romney won. Congratulations, Mitt. You are the president of old guy white America. You won the white vote, the old guys, solidly. So as far as old white guys like me, you are our president. However, the rest of it didn't work out very well in virtually every demographic group. Obama prevailed. I don't care if it's unmarried women, married women, Latinos, Asians, the Jewish community, African Americans, young people, right down the line, the Obama team was victorious. And that is going to cause some soul searching, going back to square one for a number of Republicans. Let's talk about what happened. First of all, let me tell you this. I don't know if you stayed up election night. And, you know, I enjoy talking about it, and a lot of you know that I write about these campaigns on my website, which is www.jimbrownusa.com, or you can go to this radio station website, gcnlive.com. You'll see a column I wrote this week about Mitt Romney, and it was entitled, Romney, If Only He Had Listened to His Instincts. I thought he's a pretty good guy. I've met Mitt Romney. I've talked to him. Nice guy, pretty good vision of the future, a good businessman. And Romney took the stage last Tuesday night, election night, to concede that he's lost the race for president. Came out on the stage alone. What, didn't have all his family around him holding hands or anything. He came out alone to basically face America. No teary-eyed support. He stood with manliness and grace, quite frankly, and he said all the right things. He had called the president, wished him well, told the crowd he'd given it all. He said, we left everything on the field and gave it our best. I thought it was Mitt Romney's finest hour. I thought he performed very, very well. I wish we could have seen that Mitt Romney during the campaign. When his campaign began, his message was very simple. I was attracted to the message. I met him maybe a year ago, I guess, up in New York at a reception that someone invited me to. And when he spoke there, he said, here's what he says. I'm a businessman. I know how to create jobs. I've done it in the private sector, and I can do it for America. His rhetoric resonated, I think, with millions of Americans, and he surged in the early lead in the polls and all those primaries from where go he was leading. He was an outsider who had been successful in the private sector, and with the economy in turmoil, he offered hope for a better way. His message to me, folks, was simple, it was concise, and it hit home to many who were suffering financially. A lot of people are suffering financially in my home state throughout this country. But what he did, what happened, he failed to learn an important lesson. You know, football teams are right in the middle of football season, and I cheered on my LSU Tigers to a victory last night. We heard on the news earlier about the BCS, but football teams that win in November develop a set game plan in the spring when they're in their spring training. And they don't change it. They get together and get their focus. Well, in an effort to pander to the far right during these early primaries, Romney got off message. His campaign became cold and cynical. His focus was almost entirely on being against the president rather than being for just about anything. Got into all the GM bankrupt situation, and he jumped into Social Security and foreign policy. And remember the raging Cajun? You see him on CNN and a lot of these news outlets. He's from my home state of Louisiana. I happen to know him. His name is James Carville. Carville is half crazy. He'll admit that. But pretty perceptive consultant. He was Bill Clinton's right-hand man during the election of 1992 when Bill Clinton upset and beat Senior George Bush. And his message, he kept pounding to Clinton, and we heard this over and over again after the election. His message was quite simple. It's the economy, stupid. It's the economy, stupid. Don't get off message. For Mitt Romney, the single issue should have been job creation and more job creation and more job creation. Nothing more, nothing more. And so he, good guy. And what he was saying initially was, look, he didn't say it in quite these words, but here's what came across. He said, look, I may not be the ideal president for every time in history, but right now I'm the guy who's created jobs. I've run businesses. I've done workouts. Remember, he was able to save the Olympics out in Salt Lake some years back that was on verge of bankruptcy. He knew how to get things started and get people working. And his message was, I may not be the best guy in other circumstances, but right now I think I'm the best guy for America to get people working again. And it was a great message. And that's all he should have said. I met Romney up in New York, I told you last spring, and he'd all but sewed up the Republican nomination. And when I met him, he looked you directly in the eye, had a firm handshake, very warm smile. When I told him I was from down in Louisiana, he spouted a long list of friends that we'd had in common, and he commented about my home state's good food and great restaurants, and you'd have thought he was raised down here in the Bayou State. He did that everywhere he went. Then we started talking about that campaign, and at that point in time, he was talking about jobs. Then his Republican competitors on the far right, they started boxing him in. You see, he became saddled with a baggage of social issues. He was running with a crowd that looked backward and campaigned on fear. Fear of change, fear of immigrants, fear of so many different aspects of our society. Fear of the future, quite frankly. Fear of the future. So I guess he felt to have any chance of getting the nomination, he had to go with the flow. There's no adage in politics, and I was in politics for 28 years down here, that every well-meaning politician votes their conscience 90% of the time and their politics 10% of the time, so they can be there to vote their conscience 90% of the time. Well, for Romney, it was more like voting his conscience 60% of the time than tying on to this wave of social issues that diverted from his message of creating jobs. You see what I'm saying? Then he picks this guy, Paul Ryan, and I thought he was a poor choice for vice president. His plans were really not about, really, his plans were not all that radical. But he had not built a bipartisan consensus. If you're going to talk about restructuring Social Security and Medicare,
right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
True or false? Some contractors do business illegally without even knowing it.
It's true. I'm Stephen Klein, chairman of NAPAC, the National Association of Professionally Accredited Contractors. We help contractors operate their businesses properly to avoid government or private fines and lawsuits.
So someone may think their contract is legal, but it may not be?
That's right. The laws constantly change and it's hard to keep up with. NAPAC constantly monitors the laws state by state. We have the documents contractors need to operate safe and sound.
Why not just go to a lawyer?
You could, but most don't understand how home improvement really works. At NAPAC, we have the forms, guides, and agreements contractors need, approved by the nation's top remodeling law firm.
And now NAPAC will review any home improvement contract for basic compliance for free?
Absolutely free, but for a limited time only.
Scan both sides of your contract and email it to info@napac.net. info@napac.net. For a free confidential contract review, info@napac.net.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the moms go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart Patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Talking about this election, kind of doing our last niche advertising before we bury this this group. And what is it, about 1,385 days until the next election? I hope we don't start hearing about this here real soon. But, you know, let me tell you this in defense of, and I'm not trying to overly defend Mitt Romney. I thought he was a good candidate. He got off message, and he had some problems, quite frankly, with his party. The way they handled so many of these issues, these Senate races, got off on social issues that just got a lot of people scared. And that's why he lost virtually every Democratic group except my group, the old white guys out here right now. But let me say this. It's hard to beat an incumbent president because here's what happened in the case of Obama. While Romney is battling primary after primary, week after week, getting plummeted by these other candidates who were a little bit more conservative and accuse him of everything under the sun, the Santorums and the Gingriches and Herman Cain and all these people who knew he was in the lead and had to bring him down a notch, he's getting plummeted, spending money right and left, having to raise money. And Obama's just kind of resting up, being presidential, and raising tons of money he's not spending. So Mitt Romney finds himself, after the primary, he gets the nomination, he is exhausted, he's made a lot of enemies through all the give and take of the campaign, been bloodied up a good bit, and he's broke. I don't know if a lot of you know this, but the Republican presidential campaign for Mitt Romney was broke when he finally got the nomination late last spring. So he had to rest up real quick, start raising money, and he spent valuable time raising money. And while he was raising that money, the Democrats were just pounding him, sometimes unfairly, with hundreds of millions of dollars. And he couldn't spend it because he had to go raise it. So I don't care who you are, it's tough to beat an incumbent. Incumbents rarely get beat. So that's one thing he had as an uphill fight against him, number one. And then the Republicans should not be surprised. The GOP has become more and more the party, like I say, old white guys like me. Across the board, Obama surged in non-white male categories. He won 93% of black voters, 71% of Latinos, won young voters by 34%. Unmarried women, 67% of them went with Obama, and he carried women overall 55 to 45. So, you know, the analogy is kind of like the Republicans are watching Mad Men, the TV show about life 50 years ago, while Democrats are tuned into Modern Family, and they're just a lot more Modern Family, and a lot of people don't like that. A lot of my same stations, Rush Limbaugh, said, well, you know, made some comment about Santa Claus and the fact that more people wanted Santa Claus, the free giveaways, than those who actually raised the money. Well, I got to tell Mr. Limbaugh, that's the way it is out there. You're going to have to find a way to bring over more practical conservative Latinos, for example. The Latin American vote is growing dramatically. The projections are that the state of Texas, a strong red state, strong Republican state, is going to be a majority Hispanic in the year 2030. Georgia, fastest growing Democratic there is Hispanic. So Hispanics are growing at a tremendous rate, and Republicans are not scratching when it comes to Hispanics. They can't make that glitch. They can't make that transition. And when they can't make that transition, they're not going to grow. So it's a huge problem, and I don't think you know all Hispanics or any of these groups that went with Obama are there for a handout. I think what happened was that too many of these people, when it came to values, they felt more comfortable with Republicans. But then you ask the question, who out there relates more to me? A family said, who feels our pain, feels more we're going through? Obama won that vote overwhelmingly. So Republicans had values, but the Democrats had the relationship, had the emotional tie that made the huge difference, made a tremendous difference. And so when all was said and done, I think that people were saying, we want a cooperative government, not one in complete control, so we'll take a balance. We'll give the presidency to the Democrats, we'll give the Senate to the Democrats, but as far as the House of Representatives, we want a check and balance. And that check and balance is going to be the Republicans, where they give us that check and balance. Several other observations. It was a huge defeat for the big money contributors. I mean, some of the money poured in was just unbelievable. Who's this guy, Sheldon Anderson, spent $53 million of his own money on 9 Republican candidates running for Senate, 8 of whom lost, 8 of whom lost. Karl Rove, former political operative for George Bush, raised and spent $104 million in the general election. None of his candidates won. United States Chamber of Commerce spent $24 million backing Republicans in 15 Senate races. Only 2 of them won. So I don't mind that message. Not that Republicans lost. I just think it's terrible that we spent. Millionaires and billionaires gave nearly $500 million to independent groups in the race to elect Mitt Romney. We shouldn't have a system like that. Now, and I'll say this, the Democrats raised a lot of money from these PACs. I don't like these PACs. I don't like this Citizens United lawsuit that says you can give as much as you want and you don't have to show who you're for, where the money's coming from. So I'm glad that big money took a bath and lost in this election. The money leads to corruption. Flood of cash coming in needs to be stopped. I got no problem. I hope it's a message that, look, you can support good candidates, but you do it with issues and with rhetoric and dealing with the nuts and bolts of government. You don't just try to buy the election. Karl Rove took a big bath, by the way. Did you see him on Fox News? He's on Fox News election night. Rove is the right-hand operative when George Bush was in operation, and he's been involved in all kinds of elections. Some very questionable tactics have been used to defeat certain candidates. Let me tell you about this guy, Rowe. I don't know him, never met him. I saw him one time. I was in Houston, Texas, coming back from the West Coast. And I was looking in a local bookstore. And Rowe caught my eye. I saw him browsing some books across the room. And nobody really recognized him there, but I recognized him. And I just looked over at him, and he was kind of shuffling some books around. I was kind of puzzled. What's he kind of pulling books out for and changing books? Well, he'd written a book. Don't know the name of it. And it was back in kind of the back shelves where all the political books are. He got his three or four books and took them up to the front counter and stuck them, without thinking anybody was seeing him, right up front at the front of the counter, below the cash register where all the hot new books are, kind of slid his books up there so that they'd be more prominent. Didn't ask the cashier, the bookstore owner, to do it. All right, that's not the end of the world. Maybe I'm nitpicking on Karl Rove because of the way he shuffled his books around right there. But I thought it was interesting that he was kind of pushing his books out that way. A guy that, quite frankly, is I don't want to say questionable character, but a fellow who has been on the fringe of some really heavy-duty, hard politics that, quite frankly, I think doesn't work. So I just give those thoughts to you. It's going to be interesting 4 years. Before you know it, we'll be talking about elections again, first Tuesday after the first Monday. We're going to come on back and talk about third-party candidates, and it's Veterans Day. To all you veterans out there, we want to send a special thanks of gratitude for the service you've given your country. We're going to give you some interesting history and talk about that during the second hour of our program today. This is Jim Brown, our show's Common Sense. My website, www.jimbrownusa.com. Freshen up your coffee, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
In our last segment, we talked about the fact that when you look at these two political parties out there, look at what happened in the election last Tuesday, that get ready for the new boss, same as the old boss. That would have applied, quite frankly, in my opinion, if Mitt Romney would have won. You just don't see much actual change. The end of the world's not going to come. Things pretty much stay the same no matter who's in office. And a lot of people, me included, think that we deserve better. There ought to be some more stark choices laid out to tell us these differences. Another guy that's talking about this great bit is our next guest, John Kimberling. He's the author of the book, What This Country Needs, A New Political Party. And he's concerned about the fact that the two-party system may not be working as well as we think. John, welcome to the program today. Glad you joined us.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
John, let me ask you this. I mean, to most listeners out there, I think they're ingrained with the fact that we have a two-party system, and there's supposed to be a check and balance. And I would think if I polled a cross-section of Americans that a number of them, a large number, would think that probably it's in the Constitution that you have two parties and that that's how democracy is supposed to work. Give us your thoughts about why America needs a third party, and is it unique today versus, say, the similar needs, say, 100 years ago?
All right. First of all, there's nothing in the Constitution that says we have to have a two-party system. It just developed that way. And there were always more philosophical or ideological differences within each of the two parties. Every so often, there would be a third party that would come up. The Bull Moose Party, Teddy Roosevelt ran on, Ross Perot's Reform Party in 1992. But basically, it was a one-issue thing. It was either for women's suffrage or slavery or the civil service system. And when one of the two big parties adopted that issue as its own, there was no longer reason for the third party. But today it's different. Today you don't see differences within each party, liberal and conservative. You have right-wing Republicans and left-wing Democrats, and they're wedded to their ideas. The Democrats seem to feel that every problem can be solved by spending money or regulation. The Republicans say we're never, ever, ever going to raise taxes. Of course, we face a terrible deficit problem now. Our foreign policy has been in shambles for years. We've lost wars, Korea, Vietnam, Iraq was hardly a victory, Afghanistan, I think we're about to pull out. That's an example of the bipartisanship, if you will, of the two parties. They brought us a disastrous foreign policy. And the reason is that, and John McCain said it very well when he ran in the primary against George Bush, he said, the big multinational corporations have become more powerful than the government itself. They own the government. And they press with all of their campaign contributions and their lobbying. They press for programs in foreign policy and other areas that benefit them, not the people. I think it's time we had a third party, a pragmatic, centrist, problem-solving party instead of the two Republican and Democratic parties, which are not serving us well.
Now, you had some pretty articulate candidates this last time who were not in the mainstream Republican or Democrats. Gary Johnson, who ran under the Libertarian label. We have a former governor down here where I live in Louisiana, Buddy Romer, that was running a pretty effective race. Very articulate guy, saying way too much money in politics. But the system confected by Republicans and Democrats pretty much wash anyone like that out of really having an effective voice, not being there for the TV debates and making it very, very difficult for them to run. So you've not only do you have only the two choices in the party system, but those two parties seem to have locked out the outside voices, third party voices that could give some alternatives.
You're exactly right, Jim. They have done that very effectively. It's almost impossible to get on the ballot in most states. It requires a tremendous effort of signature signing. Now, some of these parties have done it. The Green Party is on the ballot in many states. The Libertarian is. But they're very small. They have, for example, in the last election, the Libertarian Party got about 1 million votes all over the country. That was 1%. 1% of the total vote cast. Now, you can't get federal matching funds. The Republicans and Democrats have fixed it so that a third-party candidate cannot get matching federal funds until he gets 5% of the vote. You see, that's far away and hard to do. They have made it very tough. They've tried to exclude all competition. I think it can be done, though. I think, I'm working with another organization called Free and Equal Elections to try to get the leaders of these existing minority parties together and say, look, are there common areas of interest here? Do we have a similar policy with respect to the war on terrorism, the war on drugs, to our tax system? If so, if we have enough in common, let's get together, and then maybe we can get to that 5% point. Then we can get matching federal funds. Then we can get on the ballot. Then we can get on the presidential debates. Then we can present an alternative program or policy for the American people.
I thought it was interesting in the article that I read you wrote here in one of our national newspapers that how little confidence our public officials have in the American voter. That I think you said that Congress says that only like 31% of Congress think that the average person knew enough about issues to form wise opinions. And, you know, I found in my experience, both being in public life and being out, that, you know, the average American voter is not all that dumb. They're a little bit more tuned in than we think. But our leaders don't think we're very bright, do they?
No, they don't. And that's true not only of Congress, but it's true of the administration and staff of administration. And I don't know why they understand that, because the people have been proven right time and again. And now, a number of polls in recent years, for some time now, for about 10 years or so, have shown that about 30% of the people want a new political party. And fewer people are registering as Democrats and Republicans and more as independents. So that tells you something.
Well, it certainly does. It certainly does. John, your book, What the Country Needs, A New Political Party, I'm going to tell our listeners, is available on our website. And you have a website, too, don't you? www.whatthiscountryneeds.net, if some of my listeners want more information about your efforts and want to get involved and help. Is that correct?
Yes, that tells more about my ideas for this third party and how to get it done and the first steps to be taken and what the average voter and average citizen has to do to make it come about. The book's available from Amazon or Nook or for Nook, or if you can buy it at Amazon or through my website. But I hope a lot of people will read it, because I'd like to stir up and drum up interest, because we face some difficult times, and I don't see anything changing with this election. The other day, President Obama said he wants to sit down with the leaders to work about a solution to prevent our going over the so-called fiscal cliff. Well, immediately, the Republicans said, well, we're not going to raise the tax rate. So already there's stalemate coming.
Well, you're articulate in laying this out. I'm going to put your link and your book on our website at jimbrownusa.com. Hey, thanks for spending some time with us. Hope we can visit again in the future about how your successful efforts. We enjoyed it. Have a good weekend, John.
Thank you. It's been good to talk with you.
Interesting guy about third parties in this country and trying to make a difference. My website, where all that information is found, again, is www.jimbrownusa.com. Lots more to talk about the election, Veterans Day, so stay tuned with us on the Common Sense Show. Freshen up your coffee, and I'm going to be right back with you.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Are you a homeowner? Is your basement or crawl space damp and musty? Is your indoor air stagnant and stale? So listen up. This is the occasion contractor, Michael King. I've been telling you for a while now, hey, I got the solution. That's right, Easy Breathe Ventilation. Easy Breathe dramatically improves your indoor air by replacing contaminated air with fresh air. Easy Breathe also removes damaging moisture from your home, basement, or crawl space, reducing the chance for toxic mold to grow. Easy Breathe is the affordable way to protect your home and your health. You see, the best part, it only costs us pennies a day to operate. Unlike a costly dehumidifier, maintenance-free, and a 10-year warranty. A 10-year warranty! This is a no-brainer. Start protecting your home and your health right now. Call the professionals at Easy Breathe, easybreathe.com, 1-866-822-7328. That's 866-822-7328. easybreathe.com. Let Easy Breathe exhale so you can inhale.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day. Unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
The aftermath of Hurricane Sandy is still causing havoc for millions of people along the East Coast, and our heart goes out to them all over the country for what they suffered. To think that this storm, especially in the cold of winter, has just been devastating, knocking entire homes off their foundations. People lost their lives. It's a terrible, terrible catastrophe, and I can understand why a lot of people are angry. Their electricity is not back on. They think there should have been a stronger response. The lead story in today's New York Times, I picked it up this morning before coming to the show, and it's all about response to the hurricane. I'll read it to you if I can. The deaths have raised unsettling questions about why the victims were in their homes when the storm hit and whether the city bore some responsibility for their failure to evacuate. Relatives, friends, and officials have replayed the events of that night, pondering whether they should have done something different and whether the city needs to improve its evacuation procedures. And they talk about, but then they go on to say that in many parts of Staten Island, Middle Beach, a lot of that large hit area, city declared a mandatory evacuation of the zone before Hurricane Sandy. So last year, in the days before Tropical Storm Irene, city workers visited the neighborhood broadcasting evacuation warnings by loudspeaker. But what they said was a lot of people just ignored those warnings. Said, well, we can ride this out. It's not going to be that big of a thing. And so the police went door to door, loudspeakers apparently. And the New York Times says, like most of the neighborhood's residents, the victims ignored numerous orders to evacuate, a decision that underscores an independent streak that runs deep in Staten Island. Well, I live in one of the most hurricane-prone areas in all of America here in Louisiana. And we've lived with these storms as far back as I can remember, where time and time again we had to evacuate. We went without electricity for weeks at a time. And again, my heart goes out to these folks. But let me tell you what, in this day and age, when you get an evacuation order and you decide to weather out the storm, as thousands of people did in the East Coast, you're rolling the dice. You're just betting, and the odds don't often bode well. Because look, there may be 3 storms, maybe 5 storms, where you will have not really have had to have left that house. But when the one hits, look at the price that can be paid. And again, it's such a tragedy that about 125 people lost their lives in New York. We had 1,700 people lose their lives here on the Gulf Coast with Hurricane Katrina. I had dinner with a friend of mine last night. Several couples were talking about the tragedy of Sandy on the East Coast. And the gentleman there with me said that his son had finally, after 55 days after Katrina hit, took a small fishing boat to get to his home, and his home was still 7.5 feet underwater. 55 days, almost 2 months after the storm, and Sandy has been here about 2 weeks. So for good, valid reasons, these people feel like the electricity needs to get back on. They're hungry, they're cold, they're without shelter, and they need to get some help. And we Americans are going to find ways to help them. That's what we do. That's exactly what we do. But let me tell you what, how we live down here, responsible people live. When you hear there's a storm, you're prepared for the worst. We stock up on water. We stock up on canned goods, things that can be fixed without cooking. We all have butane stoves. Many people have generators down here. I know if you only have an occasional storm, you don't invest in a generator. But you can get a little butane stove, and you can make do. You can barbecue and make do for a couple of weeks if you have to. We do it regularly. Regularly we do it down here. And so I hope it's a lesson learned to all of our friends up on the East Coast that in the future, when they tell you to get out, you better heed the warning up there. We've got a lot of listeners throughout that entire area that was hit up in New York, listening to us on WVNJ, it's 1160 AM. And again, we mean nothing but sympathy. Our hearts go out. We've got a lot of volunteers from Louisiana that have headed up, going to New York, taking food, taking vehicles to help out. Our National Guard is up there. We want to be there to help you, just like many of you were here to help us. And our heart goes out to you, but just lessons learned. You know, first time you got fooled. The second time, don't get fooled. Be prepared. Brings the other question up about, oh, by the way, I thought this was interesting. Everybody's going back to the payphones. You see, cell phones in many areas don't work up there in the East Coast, particularly in New York City. And so people are learning, you know, we'll go use the payphone. What's a payphone? I got it here, an article here in the Times here about last week says, not having hot water is one thing, said a gentleman up there, but he's a technology consultant, 29-year-old Katrick Sankar, lives in the East Village in New York, but not having a phone? Forget about it. So they're standing in line. Sometimes there's an hour wait in line behind a payphone so you can put your quarters in and make your phone calls. They have to have, apparently those payphones will store about $500 in coins, and every day those payphone companies that probably had someone going around once every 2 weeks has to go, or maybe once a month, has to go by daily now to collect all the coins out of the phone to keep going. That's a great idea, but it's amazing that a lot of our younger people are learning about payphones for the first time. Now, I know something about insurance. I was the insurance commissioner down here in Louisiana for a number of years, and there's been a lot of second guessing about whether government should have flood insurance. If you live, you know, do you realize that 50% of Americans live within about 50 miles of the coastline, of some coastline? But if you look at the population growth, California along the whole West Coast, the East Coast, massive population gathering, and of course down here on the Gulf Coast, 50% of Americans live within about 50 or 60 miles of the coastline. And one of the issues is flood insurance. You see, federal government will subsidize you. You pay a subsidized value. It's not the actuarial value because the government picks up some of the cost. And there's a number of people saying, look, whatever the value is, that's what should be charged. The federal and state government should get out of the insurance business. And I can understand that in some of the luxury areas in Key Biscayne, Florida, areas that are people's second homes, and they spend several million dollars. And you ask the question, why are we subsidizing them with flood insurance? Problem is that in some coastal areas, it is very vital the services provided for the rest of America. And I'll give you an example of this down here in the Deep South. State of Louisiana and Mississippi, right along this coast, supply the majority of the nation's oil and gas that comes through offshore oil development coming into our coast, into our pipelines. We're the largest producers down here, the nation's seafood. Largest producer of sulfur, largest producer of chemicals. And so if you price the insurance market or you price the average premium out of range of an average worker. Well, then they can't stay here to work. They got to go elsewhere. So who's going to drill for that oil? Who's going to go out and catch those fish? Who is going to produce that sulfur? Who is going to go out and work in those chemical plants? So you've got to look at the national interest versus the actuarial figures as to who gets what. You sometimes have to subsidize because you want those benefits coming not just to folks on the Gulf Coast or the East Coast, but to all over America. People in Colorado, in Iowa, they benefit dramatically. And by the way, when it comes to the flooding now, used to be just a coastal problem, but look at all the flooding that took place up in Minnesota, down to Iowa, into my old home of St. Louis. All that area flooding because the rivers have been so overflooded going on right now. So there is flood insurance there. So you got to think through when you talk about government intervention in insurance markets, because some people are saying there's perverse incentives to build in danger zones. Well, there is, because in those danger zones, America benefits from the production that often takes place. Not in all cases, not along, say the Florida coast or some of the resort areas, Cape May, New Jersey. I love Cape May, and I don't know how much you subsidize areas where the casinos are. They ought to pay for themselves. But you've got to find some balance to bring about the public interest. We stepped right in with the tornadoes that took place in Oklahoma, and every area of this country is subjected or is at risk with some kind of a climatic controlled damage that causes a lot of problems. A lot of people don't want to talk about climate change. Oh, that's all. There's no such thing as climate change. All the various things go. There's got to be some answer for why we're having all these abnormal storms, more intense storms. Something's going on out there. Something's going on out there. Anyway, I share that with you. We're going to take a break right now for the top of the news. I want to bring you up on some of the latest news. Then we're going to come back and talk about Veterans Day. I'm going to share some stories with you. This is an important day, Veterans Day. We're honoring veterans who've given their lives or served all over in wars all over America. And I got a guest and going to have some interesting things to talk to you about along that vein. And more politics, more humor here to kind of spice things up a little. My website's www.jimbrownusa.com, where you can see my weekly newsletter that I put out, see who our guest is on the radio show. Hey, freshen up your coffee. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNLive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.